Blog Talk Radio.
I'm your host this morning, along with Dr. Reggie Johnson. And, of course, in our chat room is Gloria Wells. And good morning, Gloria, if you can hear me. Good morning, good morning. I'm having trouble signing on to the chat room this morning, Gloria, just in case you are wondering. Today is what we call Coaching Corner. We do Coaching Corner on Thursdays. And this is a time where if you have questions, if you have life challenges that you're going through, Dr. Reggie and I are here to kind of coach you through it. Dr. Reggie always says that there is a spiritual solution to every problem that you have, a spiritual solution to every problem. And so we are teaching you the spiritual principles for a prosperous life, which means a full and complete and joyful life. There are spiritual principles that give that to you. You are a powerful being. Even Gary Zukav in our book study that we're going through now is telling you how powerful you are. We are awakening that divine energy in you. So we want to show you how to use it. If you have a problem, call in. The number is 914-338-0590. Dr. Reggie is also an intuitive. He is called a prophet. He is a psychic. But he uses his gift totally different, okay? This is not fortune telling, but he uses his gift to counsel you. This is spiritual counseling, spiritual coaching, if you will. As a matter of fact, he calls himself a soul coach. So if you have questions or a problem that you'd like to have help with today, please give us a call and press 1 on your telephone keypad. We want to hear from you. And if you're in the chat room, well, I'll have to get Gloria on the line because it's not logging me in this morning. I'll try again a little later. Good morning, Dr. Reggie. How are you?
Good morning, Sen. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You woke up with a sore throat this morning, huh?
Not much, a little bit. Just kind of clear because I think there's something in the air. I don't know, air conditioning or something.
Well, we do have the air conditioning on. It's a heat wave.
Yeah, I know. I heard.
This country. You know what I think we should do, Dr. Reggie? You know, you call me the rain goddess, right? We need to pray for rain for the country. I really think so. What do you think? It's bad.
Yeah, well, I think things are happening naturally as they should right now.
Okay.
But if you say we should pray for rain, that's the Indians did it, so you can't. You know, it's not a problem.
Yes, I think the country needs a relief. All righty. Some is coming. I think in New York they had a big pour down yesterday. It was pouring. So you're right. Things are moving, but I still would like to. I'll do it on my own. Okay. Let's go ahead and get started this morning, Dr. Reggie. Would you take a...
No, I don't mind praying for rain. Don't think that I'm not doing it or resisting because I'm not trying to resist. I'm just saying that you wanted to implement. I think you should evoke it.
Okay.
Because if you call the rain goddess, you should evoke it. But right now I want to pray for the morning energy. That's okay.
You see, guys? You see how he does... He makes me be responsible. I don't get to push it off on him. See, that's a lot of love, isn't it? Stand up and stand firm and do what you need to do. because you are a powerful being. See, I for many years when I said, Reggie, you do it, because you know how to do it. You can. He said, but you're just as powerful as I am.
And we all are.
We are all powerful. So I want you guys to know I don't get away with it. You can see what I go through. He does not let me get away with it. I have my moments where I question and doubt. It's okay to question and doubt, but still try. All right, go ahead, Dr. Reggie.
Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning, as all mornings, for waking up and having energy and having a bloodstream that pumps its nutrients throughout our body and give us life and breathing and divine health, no matter where we are. We thank you, or what station in life we experience, is for our upward mobility and for our growth. We thank you for all of our friends, those who need healing. We claim and affirm and acknowledge their healing at this very moment, spontaneous healing and growth. We thank you for the manifestations in our lives where there's a need. Where there's a need, we plant a seed, and we thank you for letting us do that and having the power to do so. There's always someone less fortunate. Let's acknowledge our own wonderful energy and fortune, and we'll have even more coming to us. Thank you, God. Thank you for food and clothing and shelter and the basic necessities of life, air and breathing. We are so grateful that we are humans, and you gave us all of this at birth before we came into the mother vehicle. We thank you for knowledge and wisdom and the power that we are. The souls that are living inside these bodies, having that much power, gigantic power. Scientists tell us that one tear could knock down a three-story building. We are powerful beings. I thank you for the energy, and I thank you for the magnificent love that we're able to share. Let us love each other and ourselves. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer, Dr. Reggie. Well, we received an email about a dream. And you know, our dreams are messages for us. A lot of times when we have problems that we're trying to solve, the answer is in a dream. And Dr. Reggie, it does dream interpretations. If you're ever interested in getting a dream interpretation, you can go to his website, which is prophetreggie.com, and his dream. And he does. You can sign up for a dream interpretation, or you can call our toll-free number 800-401-8129 for a dream interpretation. So you get to see how he does it today. I'm going to give you the dream, read the dream to you, Dr. Reggie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she says, that you, me and you were in her dream, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
She says, this is her thing. She says, we were all at what looked to me like a bingo hall. And she says, because I used to play bingo a lot. And we were talking, and there were quite a few people there, and a man came around the table selling pool tickets, and I purchased one, and it was a hole ticket. Now, she says that a hole ticket means that you hold it for a chance to win really big money, and that they cost $1, and it's hard to get a number off of just one ticket. But her number was the number 3. And so she smiled and turned it over. And a few minutes later, she was in another room with just a few people. And she looked down, and all of the paper was still there. And she asked, what happened? I was just sitting talking with Dr. Reggie and Cynthia. How did I get to this room? And she said she didn't get any answer, so she gathered up her things and headed back to the room where Dr. Reggie and Cynthia were in, and she immediately told us, me, you, Dr. Me, that she bilocated to the next room. She says, I don't know why I called it that. And then Dr. Reggie, you responded to her and told her that you didn't see her get up and walk out. And so she said it was like you believe that she also bilocated to the next room. And then the next thing she could remember is that we were in a car and we were riding with one of her friends who was at the hall with us. And you, and I guess she's saying you and Dr. Reggie, she was saying me and Cynthia were, me and you, Reggie, were on the back seat and she was in the passenger seat. And that Dr. Reggie reached around and put two fingers on the right side of her neck and said something to the effect that it would help her to release or to heal or to correct. But she can't remember what your exact words were. And then her phone rang and she was jolted awake after that.
Okay. That's an astral dream, number one.
Okay, what's an astral dream?
It means that you're not even in this dimension. It's very real. It seems very real. When she's jolted awake like that, she's jumped back into her body. She's jolted back into her body by the external forces here, by this world.
Mm-hmm.
Like a phone ringing or a bell ringing or somebody knocking at the door will knock her back into her body quickly.
Mm-hmm.
That's the first thing. The dreams have a very powerful symbolism. The fact that she was traveling is always talking about soul travel and traveling through this dimension and many, many dimensions that she travels in. The bingo hall represents the gamble of life itself, and she's always playing that for a chance to win, win, win. In this case, winning not just money, but winning a lot of things in life, forgetting her past and having a clean slate. That's why she had a whole ticket.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and the number three, which we know is a very sacred, energetic number. Three represents many things. In Christianity, it represents Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In India, in the Hindu, Brahma, Vishnu, and Shiva. In Wicca, Mother, Maiden, and Crone. So three has a very powerful significance all across the board.
Mm-hmm.
Three is a very elevated number. And when she turned it over and was in another room, she did bilocate because we are multidimensional. And I believed her when she said she bilocated. That's why she said that in a dream, that I seem to believe her because I know we do it. I've done it before in this world. And so I know we can bilocate. It happens, but you have to be in a very super conscious state to do so. And she does it anyway in her dream. Now, the car, her friend, that's another thing. Travel, your spirit. This girl's traveled with her in another lifetime, her friend. That's why she resonates with her as a friend. They've been together before, another lifetime. The neck is a symbol of power. Hope it wasn't rigid, because to help her to release the tension and release the ability to go ahead and speak and not be afraid to speak in public and do public speakings before people, before an audience, because she has a lot of gifts to give to people with her speaking voice, and she will, even her singing voice. But touching the neck on the right side means there was a man who tried to suppress her in the past. So when I put my fingers on her neck, it released valves for her to have the courage to speak and the guts to get out there and say, hey, this is my life. I'm going to do it. Freedom. And then the phone jolted her awake.
Wow. That's deep. I wonder if Gloria, are you on the line this morning? If you can, press 1. I didn't see her in the chat room. Oh, there she is. Good morning, Gloria.
Yes, good morning, good morning.
Hi.
Good morning.
Did you get your interpretation?
I did. And I just wanted to add to that one of the things that you didn't mention was that I never remember my dreams. That was one of the things that made
that you
me
did
write
remember
down.
In detail.
In detail. I woke up and I was so excited. I'm like, cool. And I was only asleep for a very small amount of time. It was just a quick nap I get in the morning. So when I woke up, the first thing I thought was, wow, I remember. I remember everything I dreamed about. And then the second thing was, what does it mean? Oh, my goodness, why were Dr. Reggie and Cynthia in my dream? And, you know, it was just, I had a lot of questions about it. But that really was a really good interpretation, and it does help me to understand, like the bilocate part. I was like, I had never heard of bilocate. I didn't even understand why I had used those words. So it was strange, but I do get that interpretation, and that's great. That does help me to understand.
Do you know
that
Jesus bilocated, and it's mentioned in the Bible? He appeared before many at different times.
Yeah, well, I recall seeing him appear before many at different times, but I didn't know that that was called bilocating.
Oh, yes, it is. In this world, it's called bilocation.
Wow. So, yeah, that was it was pretty amazing to have all of those symbols, like the three. And I do want to mention, too, is that when you put your fingers on my neck, I felt a physical sensation in my dream. That's also uncommon. Like, it's like I'm looking at my dreams in a, from a third-person point of view, so to feel something physical, so I felt something in my neck when you did that. So that was also something I wanted to point out, too.
Isn't that amazing? Because it's releasing your ability to speak and not to be ashamed to speak in front of public.
Well, that's awesome. I love to talk. I mean, I'm not in public, but I love to talk.
Now you can do it before the world, but I haven't even to worry about it, because that's a part of your joy. And to write and speak. Write and speak.
Well, you know what? It's funny, Dr. Reggie, that you say write. I just entered for my employer. I work for a large insurance company, and they had a 100-year, it's our 100-year anniversary, so they had a predictions contest where they wanted you to write out predictions of what you thought the next 100 years would be like. Well, they got over 250 entries, and mine won. So
wow.
My story is posted, and I'm getting feedback. They just told me yesterday that my story won the predictions contest. So I was all excited about that, and I love to write. Like, when I wrote the story, it's like, it came through me very naturally. You know,
channeling. That's how God speaks through us. Isn't that amazing? I entered a contest like that, and people who are on the spiritual line will know this. This is true. When you enjoy it so much and you love it, naturally, it makes you get recognition. I'm at a medical contest. I never thought I'd do that for medical school, and won.
Wow.
Won.
I was shocked, too. So when you said write, I'm like, woohoo, I just won a writing contest.
Right, exactly.
You're on a roll, Gloria.
So it's very powerful.
Do you sing?
You know what? I used to sing. I really did. I used to sing in church, but I haven't done any of that in a long time, but I did used to sing, yes.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for sending this in to us.
Perfect.
You were so sweet because you said, if you guys can do this on Coaching Corner, I'd appreciate it.
Absolutely.
So now some of our other listeners will know what Coaching Corner is about. Okay.
Thank you, Gloria.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All righty now. It's getting kind of quiet. If it gets too quiet in the room, we'll go ahead with our next lesson. Actually, I think it's a great way to tie in this lesson, which is from the cave. He calls it the cave. And I like this little story that he's giving because it's talking about how we, and when I say he, I'm sorry, I'm referring to Gary Zukav in our book, Spiritual Partnership. But what this chapter is about is how we allow our fears to control our lives and to have us trapped in experiences and building trauma that are making us miserable. And so he talks about the famous philosopher Plato. And Plato was a student of Socrates and the teacher of Aristotle. And that three triangle, and here it is, Dr. Reggie, there's three. Aristotle, the number three comes up again. It creates that triangle, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. So together, these are the big three of Western philosophy. And philosophy means what? The love of wisdom. And Plato wrote in these dialogues that he has this story about the cave. And he says, individuals are deep in a cave are chained in such a way that they can see only shadows on the wall of the cave. And the shadows are cast by models or statues that are moved in front of a bright fire. And so one day a person breaks free and escapes from the cave. And standing in the sunlight for the very first time, he sees the real world, not the world of shadows. And he returns to tell the others what he has discovered. He says, all you see here is shadow. That's it. And they're not real. Because the real world is waiting for you outside this cave if you're willing to get out of it. It's a big clue here. So he says, perhaps Plato was the one who broke free and returned to tell us about the real world. But in any case, he is clear that we can break free and that the sun and the real world are waiting for us. So if we speak in terms of love and fear, well, fear is the darkness and love is the light. I don't know if Plato would have used these words, but I think he might have agreed. Fear is a prison, which is the cave in the story. And love is freedom from it, which is the world outside in his story. So throughout five sensory history, which is all of human history until recently, a few multisensory humans have spoken and written and shared about the world outside the cave. Experiences of love, experiences of light, experiences of freedom. You know, Jesus was one of those teachers. Jesus was one of those teachers that tried to tell us the difference between fear and faith. So our largest religions share this message in one way or another, although they disagree on how to get out of the cave, and it's the disagreements that keep so many of us trapped in the cave. But Plato considered the world outside to be the world of perfect forms and disciplined intellectual inquiry to be the way that you get out of it. And that's why we have Coaching Corner, because we want to spend the time for you to think about how you are feeling. And discover what you are really feeling. Remember yesterday we talked about understanding the why, understanding our intentions, and we have to dig deep down inside because those things are so hidden. You know how a English muffin looks when you slice it in half. I love that little commercial with Thomas English muffins, and they're melting the butter, and they tell you, oh, the butter melts into the little nooks and crannies. Well, some of the things that work against us are hidden in little nooks and crannies, and you know what I'm trying to say. And so we need to go and dig those things out and clear them out. Even in our book study of oneness, it says that because they refer to those feelings, those emotions, it equals energy. We need to find the more energy. That equals things like anger and resentment and jealousy and worry. Now, we have to find that and clear it out and raise the vibration, because those things, despite the fact that they are buried deep within us, they attract. They have energy. Experiences that we may not want. So we have to find them. We should work at it. Coaching Corner is here to help you do that. Okay, let's go to our next caller, and then we'll pick up with this chapter again. Good morning, 2508. I'm here.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
It's wonderful. It's so good to hear.
Good morning, Cody.
Good morning, Reggie.
How are you?
I'm good. First of all, I wanted to thank both of you for my little gift I got.
Oh.
No problem. Just a token, sweetheart.
I appreciate you. Well, what I wanted to talk about in terms of, I went to the doctor yesterday, which was probably not a good thing. And as you know, I keep going back and forth with this prostate cancer situation, you know? And, I asked you once, and I'm going to ask you again, what is the universe saying in terms of me having the prostate cancer? because it's a lot on me because I have to, you know, it's just kind of like torments me because I'm going back and forth in my head about it, you know?
That's the first thing. Number one, don't focus on it. If you focus on it, it will increase and expand. And we'll see the evidence of that, which she was just reading about, the fears that hide in the nooks and crannies of our spirit. We're to let those come forth and say, you know what? This is not real. God made me a living soul. I am healed. I am completely healed of all of this. Forget about what the doctors say. Forget about the evidence. I have faith, the evidence of things unseen. And proof is going to come down to shock the doctors and the lab technicians and everybody that cancer, which is caused by resentment on some level, and the resentment or the deep hurt in this part of the body represents male energy and male ego and a love that you had that was lost several times. That's why it keeps recurring in your memory. When you have a love that you lost, the male, only men have prostates. Women don't have them. So the libido energy about virility and masculinity and the hurt of a woman that she caused in your life on some level, even when you were younger or whatever, has caused this to recur in your life about love, true, authentic love and authentic power. And you felt that the power was snatched out of its cord with you, and this person either cheated on you, walked out on you, or something bad happened. And you said, oh, my God, how could you do this to me when I was truthful and honest and faithful? So something happened somewhere along the line that made that happen and resented. So the resentment is the part that caused cancer, not the event. So now forgive yourself and forgive that person and never look back on the past because you bring it up into the future. Does that make sense?
Makes a lot of sense. Thank you, Dr. Reggie.
Okay.
Now, of course, you know, Cody, we're not telling you not to go see your doctor.
That's right.
But you have work to do in consciousness.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so part of that is like Dr. Reggie said, is forgiveness. You know, you are a VIP member.
Thank
with
you.
Dr. Reggie. You know that, right? So
yeah,
so you need to call so he can give you the treatment. Okay?
I certainly will, and thank you.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Okay.
It's good to hear. We'll hold you in prayer, sweetheart.
Always. We see you
thank
healed.
You. Okay.
Okay. Anyone else, if you have a question or would like to have answered this morning or a problem that you want to work through this morning, just press 1 on your telephone keypad. Our call-in number is 914-338-0590. So in the meantime, wow, Dr. Reggie, this lesson is so broad, it can cover anything. You know, he goes on and he gives this example. He says, imagine becoming angry and impatient and vengeful, rejected or jealous, not once, but again and again. Everyone has painful experiences that they repeat without end, such as remorse and guilt and resentment and overwhelming feelings of inadequacy.
Can you imagine how that can cause cancer?
Yes, I can.
And cause anything, depending if you're not nurturing, for example. Every part of the body has a meaning. If it happened in your breast, the breasts represent nurturing. The baby gets nurtured by mother's milk. But if you were not nurtured by a person who loved you, depending on what side of the modality, the energy, the polarity, the body is on. If the left side is female, the right side is male, that causes cancer and withering and destruction. If you neglected a plant that way, it couldn't grow anymore. Neglecting your own body, it starts to wither and diminish.
Wow.
And even to the point of transition and death, because we cannot hold on to those feelings. Those feelings grow just as well as love and joy and freedom and nurturing and prosperity. You think about resentment and anger and hate and revenge, all those things grow too, but in the opposite direction.
And you know what I like? What I'm noticing here, these are feelings.
Yes.
Which means they're unseen. It's not something that you can see. It's not something that's being delivered to you. Those feelings, those emotions are not delivered to you by your five senses. That is the multisensory part of you. And what Gary Zukav is saying in here, he says multisensory perception makes your chains visible. This anger, this resentment equals the chains in his story here. But and the way that it becomes visible to you is by your feelings.
Yes.
You can feel them. He says they don't reveal themselves by touch of metal on flesh, but by physical sensations in certain areas of your body that appear under certain conditions. And, you know, just when I'm using those words, when I say certain, you're having sensations in certain areas of your body. And look at all of the things that he's saying are the feelings that we can have. Anger causes a sensation in your body. Resentment causes a sensation in your body. And if it's repetitive, then it's going to cause a distortion, is it not? That's what you're saying.
Yes, it's true.
It's unseen. Multisensory perception allows you to become a detective, always looking for information about your chains. And eventually you will assemble a picture of them. So you may feel like a sharp pain and a tightening in your chest or a pressure on your forehead and a dull burning in your stomach. That is an experience of a chain. And sometimes the pain in your chest is dull instead of sharp and your stomach flutters instead of burns and your throat contracts. But that is the experience of another chain. And sometimes the sensations are pleasant. And sometimes they are painful in one area and pleasant in others. But the more you notice these sensations, especially when you are upset, the more familiar you become with a continually changing interior landscape that is unique to you. You know, the other thing that stood out for me, Dr. Reggie, is when he says, imagine becoming angry over and over again. And, you know, that gave me the picture of hell, although I don't believe in hell, but that lets you know that if there was a hell, that's where it is, where we relive these negative emotions over and over, and they're painful. So we're creating our own hell, in essence, aren't we?
Yes, we are, and I think that people, you talk about feelings, and when I remember going, when I was about 13, 14, 15, that was over 100 years ago, you know? And I was in church, and this minister was in church talking about, don't trust your feelings. Don't trust you. I said, my God, why not? Why did God give us feelings if we can't trust them? And why would God give us something that we couldn't trust? A lot of things came up to me that were conflicting stories and crazy things, you know. So as I grew older and started understanding the real truth, feelings are there as a Geiger counter.
Yes.
It will localize on an area of the body and tell us where the problem is. Isn't God great to let us know what's going on beforehand?
Yeah.
If it's in your stomach, in your breast, in your uterus, in your chin, no matter where it is, it will tell you as a signal from the universe to your body, which it created in the first place, what the problem is. And when you learn the modality of the body, and the best book to get is Louise Hay's, You Can Heal Your Life, it tells you where the problem is and what affirmations to repeat to help you heal the situation.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You know, so if you think you're not getting love or nurturing, I am nurtured by God. I am loved by all. And start loving yourself. I love myself.
Yeah.
And it really helps you to unwind all that negative stuff because repetition creates impact. You repeat something over and over again, eventually it takes hold.
Yeah.
So don't do that in a negative realm. Get on the other side of the rainbow and be happy.
Amen. Listen, we have another caller. Let's see what's going on.
Okay.
2968, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Karen. Good morning.
Hey, Karen, how
good morning.
Are you?
I'm wonderful, just wonderful.
Good.
I need to hear from Dr. Reggie. You talked about writing, and I have a project that I would like to start. And it resulted from, I was a winner of a writing contest, and it was for the Michael Jackson I'd Heal the World concert tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to write in 100 words or less how I would heal the world, and I did. and I think it was like three of us, and I want to make the, it's a spiritual expression, and I want to make it available to the public, but I also want to use it as a fundraiser. But what my, I think my dilemma, if I could use that, I want to make sure that I'm in need of, you know, financing the venture, and I want to make sure that I am aligning myself with, you know, the right financial institution.
Right.
And, I mean, I just want to, it has to be, it's so significant, it's a gentle and very, I'm going to use it as a fundraiser to help with health and human services organizations. So I want to make sure everything is right, and I think it's, maybe I'm putting too much into it or whatever.
No, I think it's a great idea, Karen. I think what you've done is great. It's a wonderful model to go by, and congratulations on winning the contest.
Thank you.
And number two, I think what's important, Michael Jackson gave more than people realized.
Yes.
And the Heal the World Foundation is his pet charity, and I don't know where he gave to, what health and human resource organizations he gave to, but he did give. His main concern were children, because they are the future. And so
right.
Whitney Houston and so does Chaka Khan, they all give to the same energy. And when you give to these charities, it helps to improve the quality of life for everybody.
Yes.
The children now are hardwired for this environment and for this world. They come here equipped already, spiritually. But
right.
When you align yourself, I love the term you use, aligning myself with the right charities and right organizations. Investigate those organizations further and find out, you can find out through his management company or through the energy that represented him, you know, the Creative Artist Management Agency, who he gave to, because you are funding a nonprofit organization yourself and want to make sure those funds go directly to that organization. And you want a quarterly report from these people on where those funds are going with everybody else's funds. That way you have peace of mind that it's going to do the right thing. And they'll give you pictures of where bills were being bridged or bridges were being built or roads are being finished or funding for food is helping these kids and clothing and education. That makes you feel better about yourself and that it's a true gift. And you can pray for these people, too, at the same time as money's coming in. When people find out it's an organization that's a nonprofit and it's a 501c3, they will give money and donations to charities because it's designated as a charity.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And they'll do that. And then you're aligned with it. That's what you want to do.
I have a question. When you say funding, what are you looking for funds to get your project off the ground?
Yeah, I'm looking for the funds, but he just gave me the idea because I can align myself with some of those charitable organizations because it is going to be a 501. You know, it'll be a nonprofit.
C3, right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely going to be that. So that he just answered my question because I had an appointment last week with a banking institution, and I was real apprehensive about it. I was like, "What happened?"
I'm going to stop right there. Okay. When you say you were apprehensive, because I'm taking this as an opportunity to make this a teachable moment about our lesson. How did you? What indications? What did you have any physical sensations that made you apprehensive?
Let me think. Yeah, I mean, it was just a nervous energy, but just an unsettling. And if I'm doing anything with writing, it's a balance and it's a harmony that exists. And it's just very, you know, it's very free-flowing. And it wasn't like that. And so I made a decision that I would cancel it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it was the location. It was just like that. And then it was gone. But I made it.
But, you know, that was her spirit giving her a warning not to do that. So
exactly.
Sometimes it's good to listen to your own spirit.
Right. And that's what it was. It was like, I'm not going to do that because.
Right. Exactly.
Right. Okay. I just wanted to, you know, that's affirmation because I'm ready to roll. And I'm like,
right.
Wait a minute. You know, and so what it is. I can work with a funding organization that, you know, helps.
That's not in alignment with what you want to do.
Right, exactly.
I understand.
And I don't want to be exploited. And, you know, I want to make sure that it's done in the same vein, you know. It's really gentle, and I know it's difficult sometimes to explain to people who are concerned with, you know, the bottom line. Like, you know, that's all they say. No, I don't want to be misdirected. And so that's probably where, you know, some of that apprehension was coming from.
You want to make sure you did it with a conscious intention to help improve and heal and love and nurture. And if it's not about that, then you don't want any part of it, because they're all about the money, give me the money. And it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy. You don't want
that. And the return on their investment.
Right.
Yeah.
And your heart's in the right place, Karen, so I'm very proud of you. And it's going to work out for you, because God is watching everything.
Thank you, Reggie.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Okay.
Awesome. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye. Thank you so much for calling in, Karen, and sharing. Okay, so listen, I want to remind everybody that tomorrow is Oracle Friday. So Dr. Reggie will be doing readings tomorrow. So have your friends call in. And we will pick up with our book study on Monday. And that's about it. And also, I just want to say this. I will tell you, Dr. Reggie and I are not ones to say, oh, beg for money, because we really and truthfully trust God as our source for everything. We live by that, and God has never failed us. But we do have a button on our website for donations. If you click the More button, you'll see a donation button there. And we would appreciate your love offerings to help us expand Circles of Prosperity. We're looking at creating local chapters of Circles of Prosperity, and we need to be able to support those local chapters. And so your donation will help us to expand and bring Circles of Prosperity to your city. So if you can go on our site and you can donate in any amount, we would really appreciate it, and thank you so much for supporting our ministry. Dr. Reggie, I'm going to ask that you take us into our closing prayer.
Exactly. Lord, we thank you so much for the fire that burns in each of us, the eternal flame, the powerful energy, a place in heaven and a holy temple that burns within us and shines throughout the galaxy into this one local place. And we thank you for having the light quotient in us to shine that light with every single person that we meet, in our dreams, on the landscape of this physical reality, beyond our dreams into infinity. Thank you for connecting us with who we are and letting us grow, allowing us to grow as seeds grow with water and sunshine in the soil. Give us the spiritual nutrients to understand this life and the watering we need in our soul and our spirits, and quenching us when there's streams in the desert. We just have to look for them and know that they're there always, the growth potential, who we are. And let us grow exponentially in love and wisdom and understanding. And we thank you for our parents and our children and our siblings and everything that we have in this life to remind us who we really are in you, a powerhouse of love and energy. Let us share that while we have bodies to share them in. And thank you for every experience to help us to improve the quality of life for ourselves and for others as we evolve. I believe it is so, and so it is.
And so it is. You guys have a wonderful day. God bless you.